Ever been to the ocean? A wave comes at you, poised and powerful, doing its all to knock you off your feet. And then it breaks, immediately dissipating its energy as the very next wave gathers behind it, one after another after another. Who remembers wave number six? Nobody. I've just described the Trump administration strategy for controlling the media narrative. From Mexican rapists to groping women to voter fraud to the bloody but non-existent Bowling Green massacre, one forceful lie or outrage is washed over by the next and the next. Repeal and replace all day, every day. But not this time.
All right, we're back now with our breaking news, and this is big breaking news because according to two sources, they're telling CNN that Michael Flynn has resigned.
The Trump administration faces a high-level shakeup after less than a month in office. The president's national security advisor, General Michael Flynn, suddenly resigned late last night. This follows questions about his conversations with Russian officials during the presidential transition.
When a month ago, now ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was revealed to have conversed before inauguration with the Russian ambassador to Washington and possibly discussed U.S. sanctions, the Trump team issued a series of flat denials that anything untoward had taken place. Press Secretary Sean Spicer said at the time that the conversation, quote, centered on logistics for a later bilateral call, and Vice President-elect Mike Pence went on CBS to emphasize that the agenda did not include U.S. sanctions on Russia.
I talked to General Flynn about that conversation. It actually was initiated when, on Christmas Day, he had sent a text to the Russian ambassador to express not only Christmas wishes, but sympathy for the loss of life in the airplane crash that took place. It was strictly coincidental that they had a conversation. They did not discuss anything having to do with the United States' decision to expel diplomats or impose a censure against Russia. So did they
ever have as recently as Friday on Air Force One, President Donald J. Trump himself denied being aware that Flynn had told Russia to relax about sanctions.
I don't know about it. I haven't seen it. What report is that?
That was a lie, as confirmed Tuesday by his spokesman Spicer. Trump had in fact been briefed weeks ago after the acting attorney general informed the White House of intelligence intercepts of the communication. Perhaps on Friday, Trump was biding his time for the next wave to wash over the controversy. And why not? The strategy has certainly served him well, not just to deny, 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 but also to blame the press for dishonest reporting.
As you know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
But the Flynn story just isn't cooperating. The White House has been knocked down by a rogue wave, as leaks have emerged making a liar out of Flynn and most everyone else. Explosive information developed by the Washington Post confirmed the nature of the Russian ambassador conversation and rendered the usual damage control tactics unavailing. On Monday, the president did manage to avoid the issue at a press conference with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau by taking questions not from major news outlets, but only conservative media cheerleaders.
President Trump, now that you've been in office and received intelligence briefings for nearly 1 month, what do you see as the most important national security matters facing us?
And hours earlier, presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway assured NBC viewers that all was well at the National Security Council.
Basic question here, does the national security advisor right now enjoy the full confidence of President Trump?
Yes, General Flynn does enjoy the full confidence of the president.
But no. That very night, Monday, Flynn finally fell on his sword, offering as an excuse that in all the rush of the transition and everything, he somehow, quote, inadvertently briefed the vice president-elect and others with incomplete information. This, of course, may turn out to be a lie as well, unless you're willing to believe he was freelancing with the Russian government about presidential sanctions. But if this episode makes you believe the quest for truth has now been restored in the nation's capital, not so fast. Jason Chaffetz, the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, which undertook multiple lengthy, expensive investigations, unsuccessfully seeking evidence of Obama administration misconduct, said Tuesday that no probe of the Flynn-Russia affair was forthcoming. Same for the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, who instead will launch a probe into the leaks that exposed Flynn's mischief. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, for his part, complimented the White House for acting appropriately.
I think the key is this, that as soon as this person lost the president's trust, the president asked for his resignation, and that was the right thing to do.
If as soon as means 17 days. Ryan also poo-pooed the idea of hearings on the matter.
I'm not going to prejudge circumstances surrounding this.
As a New Yorker named Benjamin Dreyer tweeted Tuesday afternoon, does Speaker Ryan not know what the word investigation means? On the other hand, on the other side of the Capitol, Republican senators, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, predicted that Flynn would be called on to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and Senate Democrats screamed for a special commission. Where this will all lead is obviously uncertain. Flynn may be in violation of the 1799 Logan Act, outlawing civilian diplomacy, and is certainly on the hook for whatever story he told the FBI. And the president himself is now at pains to explain what he knew and when he knew it. The same salient questions posed by Republican Senator Howard Baker in the impeachment of Richard Nixon. But that crushing wave may never form. For now, for Democrats, never-Trumpers, and connoisseurs of schadenfreude, it's no doubt diverting merely to recall the Republican convention last July, where General Michael Flynn stood at the podium, whipping the crowd into a frenzy over the prospect of a rogue presidency.
We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law. Lock her up. That's right. Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
In any case, what this all shows us is that the surge of the surf, the awesome thunder of the breaking wave, is indeed very powerful. But so is the trickle of a few timely leaks.
It's raining so hard. Look like it's gonna rain all night.
This has been an On the Media Podcast Extra. Follow us on Twitter. Sign up for the newsletter at onthemedia.org. And stay tuned. There's certainly more coming up Friday.
I wish tonight would hurry up and in, my dear. It's raining so hard. It's really coming down.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.